As the conflict in the Middle East drags on and the number of dead mounts, another devastating trend is unfolding, a steady brain drain among Palestinians. The Oslo peace process, launched in 1993, brought a flood of returning exiles who'd hoped to help build a Palestinian state. Now, with daily life more dangerous than in decades, many are pulling up roots yet again. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Beit Hanina on the West Bank.
51-year-old Najati Taye sits under his lush grape arbor and looks sadly at an empty swing set in the yard. That's where his grandchildren used to frolic until Taye's son and then another son took their families back to Brooklyn, New York a few months ago. Taye himself migrated to the U.S. in 1968, just after Israel occupied the West Bank. It was the land of opportunity, and he made good money in the supermarket business. But 3 years ago, Taye very purposely moved his American-born wife and 9 children back here to his birthplace.
You know, we are Muslims. I came here, teach them the religion, keep them away from too many drugs in there, keep them away from the trouble, and we figure here is much safer.
Taye laughs bitterly now at how such reasoning has been upended. And he wonders how much longer he can hold out before following his children back to the U.S. When he arrived in Beit Hanina, Taye had grand plans to build an American-style shopping mall. He bought a prime piece of land for $800,000, then spent another $250,000 digging for underground parking. Then fighting erupted, and Taye stopped cold, cutting his losses. Now he says his family is trapped, penned in on all sides by Israeli military checkpoints. Even a trip to Ramallah, normally 15 minutes away, requires 3 different taxis and can take 2 hours. His daughters have begun talking about leaving too.
There is no work for their husbands. They can't travel, they can't go nowhere. You see the way I am now. I get up in the morning, dressed and shave, then I don't know where to go.
Taye chafes at the fact that even when he emigrates again, he'll be at the mercy of the Israelis to grant permission to travel to the airport near Tel Aviv. Still, he admits his family is luckier than many. There's been no heavy fighting around Beit Hanina. No loved ones have been killed or injured. At the Beit Hanina coffee shop, only a few old men sit at the brown formica tables. Summer is usually the height of business when scores of Palestinian Americans return for long vacations, but the violent scenes in the nightly news have kept most away this year. Leaning on his cane, 72-year-old Mohammed Faraj worries about the future as yet another ambulance races by. Every Palestinian in the U.S. should come back and live here now, he says. Otherwise, we'll lose our land, we'll lose our country. The cafe owner echoes many who say business is down 60%. Unemployment figures are hard to come by, but economists calculate it's at least 50% in places. Earlier this summer, it all made for a bittersweet graduation ceremony at Birzeit University. The student body is the best and brightest from the West Bank and Gaza. Many had struggled to make it to class each day, skirting Israeli checkpoints, avoiding deadly clashes, enduring the emotional trauma of conflict. But their hard-earned diplomas will reap few rewards here. Sociologist Bernard Sabella says young people are often the first to flee political turmoil, and it will have devastating long-term effect.
First of all, you are going to weaken the entrepreneurial element in the society. You are going to weaken also the more open-minded segments of the population. And you are going to reduce the trends and the tendencies that make for a more varied, pluralist, and I would say democratic society.
Sabella suggests that losing this moderate element, and so bolstering radicals among the population left behind, could make it all the more difficult to achieve peace. Many Palestinians who returned after Oslo had already become disillusioned before the fighting. The authoritarian and corrupt Palestinian Authority made it difficult enough to do business. Now real estate investor Mohammed Najjar says he feels completely betrayed. If things don't improve soon, Najjar says he too will return to the U.S. and retire. Like many, he worries he's doomed to feel forever out of place, not quite a complete citizen, there or here.
We could do a lot for our country. We could make it like a beautiful flower in a short time. Yes.
Najjar hopes the next generation of Palestinians will have the opportunity and will to achieve what his so far has not. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Beit Hanina.